A damning report into the failures at Stafford Hospital calls for fundamental change across the whole NHS. A call to put compassion at the heart of NHS care. It follows years of neglect at the hospital. But families of those who died at the hospital say... Actually, Johnny, in the second OOV headline, but families who those who died in Stafford, could you say... Say the report doesn't go far enough. Why has no one been sacked? A damning report into the failures at Stafford Hospital calls for fundamental change across the whole of the NHS. A call to put compassion at the heart of NHS care. It follows years of neglect at the hospital.
This is a story of appalling and unnecessary suffering of hundreds of people. They were failed by a system.
Hello, Star Identity out to New Scotland Yard.
Ahead of patients and their safety.
The families of those who died in Stafford say the report doesn't go far enough. Why has no one been sacked?
We are looking still for resignation. We've lost hundreds of lives. People have got to be held accountable within the NHS.
David Cameron says he's truly sorry for what happened, but what will ministers actually do? Also tonight, the RBS traders who boasted about their dodgy deals. The bank is fined nearly £400 million for its part in trying to rig a key interest rate. Environmental campaigners welcome a new European fishing deal that could stop tons of dead fish being thrown back into the sea. Give a dog a microchip. 3 years to do it, and owners who don't could face a £500 fine.
And at 6:30 on the BBC News Channel, we'll join Midlands Today for a special programme from Stafford Hospital, examining why patients were failed so badly by a system that appeared to put targets before care.
Good evening and welcome to the BBC's News at 6. Hundreds of patients suffered and many may have died as a result of years of neglect at Stafford Hospital. An inquiry into what went wrong there between 2005 and 2008 says there has to be fundamental change from top to bottom in the NHS in England. Robert Francis QC, who led the inquiry, said cost control and corporate self-interest was put above patient care. Today, David Cameron said he's truly sorry for what happened and promised to purge a culture of complacency in the NHS. Our health correspondent, Bramwyn Jeffries, reports. Because we see them throwing it back into the sea. Yeah. That could stop tons of dead fish being wasted. You put in wasted, have you? Great. A damning report into the failures at Stafford Hospital calls for fundamental change across the whole of the NHS. A call to put compassion at the heart of NHS care. It follows years of neglect at the hospital.
This is a story of appalling and unnecessary suffering of hundreds of people. They were failed by a system which ignored the warning signs and put corporate self-interest and cost control ahead of patients and their safety.
The families of those who died in Stafford say the report doesn't go far enough. Why has no one been sacked?
We are looking still for resignation. We have lost hundreds of lives. People have got to be held accountable within the NHS.
Hi, Matt, this is the Six. Can you hear me?
What happened?
Just checking comms.
Actually do.
Cool. Let you know that you're about halfway down the first half, so 10 past at the moment to you.
£100 million for its part in trying to rig a key interest rate. Campaigners welcome a new European fishing deal that could stop tons of dead fish being wasted. Give a dog a microchip. 3 years to do it, and owners who don't could face a £500 fine.
And at 6:30 on the BBC News Channel, we'll join Midlands Today for a special programme from Stafford Hospital, examining why patients were failed so badly by a system that appeared to put targets before care.
Family reaction here at Stafford Hospital. A damning report into the failures at Stafford Hospital calls for fundamental change across the whole of the NHS. A call to put compassion at the heart of NHS care. It follows years of neglect at the hospital.
This is a story of appalling and unnecessary suffering of hundreds of people. They were failed by a system which ignored the warning signs and put corporate self-interest and cost control ahead of patients and their safety.
But families of those who died in Stafford say the report doesn't go far enough. Why has no one been sacked?
We are looking still for resignation. We have lost hundreds of lives. People have got to be held accountable within the NHS.
David Cameron says he's truly sorry for what happened. But what will ministers actually do? Also tonight, the RBS traders who boasted about their dodgy deals. The bank is fined nearly £400 million for its part in trying to rig a key interest rate. Campaigners welcome a new European fishing deal that could stop tons of dead fish being wasted. Give a dog a microchip. 3 years to do it, and owners who don't could face a £500 fine.
And at 6:30 on the BBC News Channel, we'll join Midlands Today for a special programme from Stafford Hospital, examining why patients were failed so badly by a system that appeared to put targets before care.
Good evening and welcome to the BBC's News at 6. Hundreds of patients suffered and many may have died as a result of years of neglect at Stafford Hospital. An inquiry into what went wrong there between 2005 and 2008 says there has to be fundamental change from top to bottom in the NHS in England. Robert Francis QC, who led the inquiry, said cost control and corporate self-interest was put above patient care. Today, David Cameron said he's truly sorry for what happened and promised to purge a culture of complacency in the NHS. Our health correspondent, Branwyn Jeffries, reports.
In simple words, this report laid bare the shame of Stafford Hospital, where public trust was betrayed. Appalling suffering was caused by a lack of care, compassion, humanity and leadership, and a callous tolerance of poor standards became the normality.
This is a story of appalling and unnecessary suffering of hundreds of people. They were failed by a system which ignored the warning signs and put corporate self-interest and cost control ahead of patients and their safety.
So what went wrong at Stafford? These patients' suffering happened over several years, their families' anger and distress ignored by hospital managers. George DL was grossly neglected after an operation, not washed or fed properly, and, most shocking of all, given no proper pain relief.
The epidural had been sited in the wrong place. He was having swollen legs, swollen feet from it. Eventually the anaesthetist came up. They actually took him off the epidural and was just giving him paracetamol anyway after that. So for the whole of the time that he was in Stafford Hospital, he didn't have any pain relief whatsoever.
Some staff did try to sound the alarm, but too many just accepted poor standards. The board of the hospital was obsessed with money and targets. Complaints were hardly ever discussed. And right to the top of the NHS, there was a failure to put the quality of care above all else, with terrible consequences in Stafford.
There were patients so desperate for water that they were drinking from dirty flower vases. Many were given the wrong medication, treated roughly, or left to wet themselves and then lie in urine for days. And relatives were ignored or even reproached when pointing out the most basic things that could have saved their loved ones from horrific pain or even death. On behalf of the government, and indeed our country, I'm truly sorry.
No policy or minister was singled out for criticism in the report, but the scandal at Stafford was while Labour was in power, and Ed Miliband said today they were truly sorry for what happened. The recommendations of the public inquiry are for significant changes. A legal duty of candour, so a hospital has to explain if mistakes are made. Criminal prosecutions if a failure to meet standards leads to patients dying. A healthcare assistance register, so no one will care for you who isn't trained. And a single regulator for healthcare, to make sure no failure goes unnoticed. So who's to blame? That's what the families ask today. The report says scapegoats are pointless, but campaigners want the most senior manager in the NHS held responsible.
We are looking still for resignation. We have lost hundreds of lives. People have got to be held accountable within the NHS. We are not scapegoating anybody. We are asking for leadership skills. And the man at the top of the NHS has not got the leadership skills to take this report forward.
Today, he apologised again, but insisted he can be part of the culture change needed.
I think I can begin to hopefully understand what the impact of that was on their loved ones. And I, at the time, I apologised, and in a sense, I apologise again to the people of Stafford for what happened. But apologies are not enough. We need action.
More experienced nurses and a stronger emphasis on care. Stafford Hospital says it's learnt its lessons. But as this report makes clear, the NHS across England needs to do the same. From nurses on the ward to those leading our biggest public service. Branwyn Jeffries, BBC News.
So called for big changes right across the NHS, but it was Stafford Hospital where the neglect happened, and our health correspondent Dominic Hughes is there. Judging by what we've just heard, Dominic, the report doesn't go far enough for people there.
Well, for those families who've campaigned to make the NHS a safer place after they saw their loved ones suffer in such terrible ways, there is one glaring omission in this report. While they might welcome many of the measures outlined by Robert Francis, they say the omission is that no one has been held to account for this. And it's shocking that, for example, the chief executive and the chairman of the board here at the hospital resigned a couple of weeks before the very first damning Healthcare Commission report was published. They resigned with no censure. More than 40 doctors have appeared before the General Medical Council. Not a single one has yet suffered serious consequences as a result of that. So they will say, while they welcome many of the measures, there is that glaring omission that no one has been held to account. And they will be watching what the politicians do very carefully to make sure they turn Robert Francis' strong words into action.
Thanks, Dominic. Well, as we've heard, David Cameron has apologised for what happened and ministers have promised to look at all the recommendations. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Vicky Young. Vicky, if you boil down this report, it comes down to people and culture. Now, you can't exactly pass laws to make that kind of thing happen.
No, and I think David Cameron does realise that, which is why he talked about the culture change. The message loud and clear from the Prime Minister today is that the NHS has to change. And I think we should point out how unusual it was today. We're used to sitting in the House of Commons, hearing politicians praise the NHS to the skies, talking about it as the envy of the world. But it wasn't like that today. And I think in the past, Conservative politicians in particular have been reluctant to criticise the health service where they'll be accused of undermining its values. So I think all of that is changing. I think David Cameron today wants to really repair the damage done by talk of the reorganisation of the NHS that is coming. But I think that in itself has its problems. Worries that the standards of care can get lost. Well, as a reorganisation, the NHS is trying to find massive savings too. And of course, an ageing population, people in their 80s and 90s with very complicated illnesses and dementia. None of this is going to get easier for the politicians.
All right, Vicky, thanks very much. Thank you. And you can get more coverage and background on the inquiry into Stafford Hospital at bbc.co.uk/news. The Royal Bank of Scotland has been fined nearly £400 million by regulators in Britain and America for its role in trying to rig a key interest rate. Traders at the bank made hundreds of attempts to fix LIBOR, that's the rate at which banks lend to each other. As our chief economics correspondent, Hugh Pym, reports, most of the fine will be paid out of the bank's bonus pot.
Royal Bank of Scotland, it's majority owned by all of us, the taxpayers. Today we learnt it'll have to write out some big cheques after being fined a total of £390 million. Much of that will be paid for by RBS staff through reduced bonuses. One boss has quit without £5 million of bonuses.
2 minutes, two minutes.
Involved in the scandal.
What happened at RBS and other banks is totally unacceptable. At my insistence, the bankers, not the taxpayers, will pick up the bill. Those people who did wrong will face the full force of the law.
LIBOR is a key interest rate used as a benchmark for many consumer and business loans. Traders at RBS and other banks tried to manipulate the information it was based on for profit. Regulators released details of messages passed between traders. Can we lower our fixings today, please, says one. Make your mind up, ha ha, yes, no probs, is the answer. Another says, it's just amazing how LIBOR fixing can make you that much money. Barclays was last year fined £290 million for its involvement, and UBS more than three times that at nearly £1 billion. Now RBS says 21 of its staff were involved. They've either quit, been fired, or are being disciplined.
The wrongdoers are the ones that need focus on, and the culture and controls and inheritance of RBS and of our whole industry need to be changed. We're changing them. The job's not done.
Regulators have found the misconduct relating to LIBOR continued until 2010. You came on board in late 2008. Have you considered your position?
I think that it is important that all of us at the top, chairman, the board, me, other members of management, we must be held accountable for the totality of what we do. If we're a wrongdoer, open and shut case. If we're not involved in something, but it goes right or wrong on our watch, you look at the totality.
Regulators said RBS was slow to react and implement an internal crackdown.
clearly a taxpayer-owned bank should be upholding the highest possible standards in terms of integrity, and the people who work there should be doing that. And clearly RBS has significantly failed in relation to this particular case.
RBS isn't the last chapter of this saga. Several other banks are still being investigated. Hugh Pym, BBC News.
Two men have been arrested by detectives investigating allegations of child abuse at a guest house in southwest London in the 1980s. The police operation was sparked by claims that a paedophile ring with links to politicians operated at the premises. Our Home Affairs correspondent Matt Prodger is at Scotland Yard for us. Matt, what more can you tell us? All right, Matt, thanks very much. Thank you. Spending on public services may have to be...
That's clear. Thanks very much, Matt.
5 years with more than 1 million public sector jobs axed. That's according...